This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Thursday, January 22nd, brought to you by the AgriPulse 2026 Ag and Food Policy Summit. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Kelly. New polling shows that the majority of U.S. corn producers see an economic crisis on the horizon, or at least the possibility of one. In a survey published yesterday and commissioned by the National Corn Growers Association, Farm Journal polled more than 1,000 farmers on whether they think the U.S. is on the brink of a farm crisis. Almost half the farmers surveyed in late August and early September said the U.S. is on the brink of a crisis. 76% of respondents said they were very or moderately concerned about the state of the farm economy. Almost 60% of respondents said that concerns over the farm economy would likely cause them to postpone equipment purchases in the coming year. Some 38% they would pare back fertilizer application. Some farmers also said they are planning to diversify income streams, adjust the crops they plant, extend debt terms, or reduce the acres farmed. Ethanol industry backers expressed anger and frustration about the House leadership deciding to create a study council for biofuel issues rather than including a year-round E15 provision and a fiscal 26 spending package. National Corn Growers President Jed Bauer said it truly seems like a cowardly attempt not to get something productively done for rural America. As we look at this, we look forward at the foreclosures and the bankruptcies rising in rural America. What does Congress think they're doing here? I don't get it. Corn growers and ethanol groups mounting a last-ditch effort lobby this week to get the E15 provision included in the spending package, but lawmakers said they ran into opposition in the Senate. As a compromise, House GOP leaders added an amendment to the rule for the funding package to establish the E15 Rural Domestic Energy Council, appointed by the Speaker of the House, to develop legislative solutions to address the crisis facing our nation's farmers and refiners. The council would have until February 15th to submit a legislative proposal, the goal of considering that bill by February 25th. Iowa Senator Charles Grassley said a lack of challenge to 6 years of emergency waivers brings only frustration to Senate opposition.
I never hear from the senators that of the state that have held this up. And there's more than just those four or five states where senators said, we've got a problem. We can't move this bill at this point. But I never heard from those senators when we had the waivers. We have year-round nationwide. The only thing that doesn't go around with the presidential waivers is the fact that we need a law that says that this is going to be something that's going to last forever.
Grassley hinted that legislation next month may include both E15 legislation and additional farm revenue support.
Thune has been working hard as a big state that produces a lot of ethanol and knows the importance of it, particularly to Iowa, we're going to have to continue to push hard, as he's already been pushing hard. And I'm pushing hard, and so I'm committed to working with Thune to make this round work. But I think it depends a lot upon further compromise, but also the necessity of getting another second round of ag support.
Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the AgriPulse 2026 Ag and Food Policy Summit. AgriPulse Communications invites you to the 2026 Ag and Food Policy Summit. This year's theme, Profit, Policy, and Possibility, Mapping the Future of Market Expansion for U.S. Agriculture. Join policymakers, industry leaders, and influencers on Monday, March 23rd at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C. for timely insights into what's next for U.S. agriculture. Register now and save $100 with our early bird rate, available through January 31st. Visit AgriPulse.com and click events to learn more and secure your spot today. AgriPulse Communications, balanced reporting, trusted insights. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.